Good afternoon, and welcome to another episode of I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam.
Hi, friends of the podcast.
Hello, everyone.
Shaking my head. I'm shaking my head at you.
Oh, I almost swore. I almost swore.
Don't start the podcast with a bad word, Samantha. I know that's your go-to. Try to be refined.
Really?
Yeah.
Your disgusting shamrock shake is shaking up my car, and I'm pissed off that something disgustingly green is in it.
Can you smell the mint?
Ugh.
It's so good.
Okay, it's bad enough. I allowed you. I allowed you to drag me to McDonald's to get this filthy shake.
Because it's like Shamrock Shake season.
It's disgusting.
It's not disgusting.
Yes, it is.
When was the last time you had one?
I've never had a Shamrock Shake because it's gross.
So, dear Samantha,
do you know what happens?
Zip it.
You know what happens with me?
What?
Is that every time McDonald's comes out with a fancy new shake, it brings me back 10 years ago or more.
Or more.
To that stupid-ass kid. Or better yet, the kid wasn't the problem.
Well, he was partly
the problem.
It was the
parent that was the problem.
Yeah. Yes.
That let that kid drink a disgusting McDonald's eggnog milkshake, consume a McDonald's pizza, which McDonald's should never be making a pizza.
Yes, they had good
pizza.
And
then he puked
in our store. All over our store.
And I had to clean it up.
I know, I helped. I was
there. From then on, McDonald's, you're dead to me.
No, only in the shakes.
Oh.
Only in the shakes.
It's disgusting.
No, but the Shamrock Shake comes out once a year.
Yeah, and I care.
And it's
so
good.
No, because now you don't want it.
Well, no, because you drink as much as you can, and then it becomes warm, and then it's warm, frothy mint, and that's nasty. But it's only because I got a medium, and I should have just got a small.
Because you never order the right size.
I know that, but
what
happens?
And this launches me into a whole conversation.
But what happens if today's the day?
Today is not the day.
Apparently,
there's never going to be a day.
There could be a day.
No, there isn't.
Don't you remember the one time I finished my ginger ale at a restaurant?
It was so long ago. It's now officially a myth. It's officially a myth.
I don't think
it never happened. If the tree falls in the forest, did it really happen?
Samantha. Okay, you know what? You're trashing my Shamrock Shake, and I don't know why. I don't know what it ever did to you.
I hate odd flavored milkshakes.
Well, you know what? They hate
I really
you.
Do.
They hate you.
Yep. Well, whatever.
I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, what about sticky buns? Because it's National Sticky Bun Day.
Different, but sticky buns, we can't find them here.
Where are the sticky buns?
Nobody makes them because they're cinnamon buns.
No, but you said a cinnamon bun's not a sticky bun.
It isn't.
But yet it's a bun that's sticky.
And technically, not a bun.
How's cinnamon bun not a bun?
It's like a roll. It's a cinnamon roll, really. And it's in the sticky bun. Well, a sticky bun's kind of like a bun, I guess, maybe.
Yeah, but
because there's something in the middle. It's more like on the bottom because it's caramel sauce and pecans or a
but
nut.
You're talking about a sticky bun. First off, here's my issue that I have with you right now, that I've had with you for the afternoon when it comes to sticky buns, is because... Yeah, right? Because you're talking, first off, you're like, they don't exist. They don't even, they don't make them.
I don't know where you can get a sticky bun in this town.
So why can't we just agree?
And I'm a fat girl. Fat girl knows where the food is.
I know. We missed the good donuts because they closed at 4.
Well, that's your fault.
Okay, whatever. But I'm just saying, right? Why can't we just, since we don't have the official sticky buns and we don't really know what it is, why can't we just go with the cinnamon bun being today's sticky bun on National Sticky Bun Day?
Fine. Cinnamon buns. There you go.
Thank you.
Because they're not the same. They're just not the same.
Oh, you had
though.
To do the butt.
They're not the same.
You had to do a butt.
They are not the same.
I know that, but if
a
they don't...
A cinnamon bun is strictly cinnamon and sugar, mostly brown sugar, I'm going to guess, and then like a nice icing over top. A sticky bun is caramel sauce and walnuts.
What do you mean caramel sauce?
It's caramel sauce.
As in like the pudding that I had?
Yes.
Mm.
That you're now officially obsessed with.
I'm so obsessed with it. It was caramel pudding. Not butterscotch, caramel. And what they did, it was from Montana's, and what they did, friends of the podcast, is they took those rolled gold pretzels, and they crunched them up, and they put them on the top. Oh, Samantha. Oh, made my heart stop.
Yeah, but you almost didn't want to eat it. Want to know why, people? Because there was whipped cream on it.
Whipped
a shitload of whipped cream.
I hate whipped cream.
And I was like... It almost ruined the dessert.
Almost
and I was like,
did.
You're going to eat it?
I know.
And then you're like, dipping your little spoon in it. I don't know.
I don't like it.
I have delicate taste buds.
I do. My taste buds don't love a whipped cream.
No, because you got sick from it.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't love it.
But that didn't look real.
I don't know. I scooped it off, put it on the plate. Remember when I said to you, can I do that? And you're like, yes, thank you.
Right? I don't know why you asked me for permission. Well,
because it's probably a little offensive. So you're with me. So I didn't want to make like both of us look like we're like.
Oh, no, that was all you. I wasn't taking none of that. I don't care what you do.
And but the caramel pudding was so good. I was tempted to order two.
Yes, you did enjoy yourself.
Especially since I knew that there was no sticky bun in my future.
Okay, can we get off the sticky bun?
I'm just saying.
Because I don't need a sticky bun. You want to know why?
Tell me.
You want to know why?
Why?
Because you did the Instagram story.
Last week or
where
today?
Where we were singing like idiots.
Yeah, we were singing to Bruno Mars, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Too hot. Hot damn.
Yeah, one. Unfortunately, I was wearing my puffy coat in that video.
Yes, you were.
Because it was minus 40.
Yeah. And?
I don't need caramel pudding. I don't need a sticky bun. What I need is to never see myself in a puffy coat again.
Hence why you're not in a puffy coat today.
Well, it's not cold today.
So if it was minus 40 today?
You would not be taking a picture of me with me in my puffy coat.
So now...
I have now officially have puffy coat problems.
Really?
I have puffy coat problems.
But Samantha, here's the thing. Don't
you know
take
what?
This the wrong way. You're puffy.
I know that.
So you're
but
in a puffy coat.
But I don't need to look puffier. Okay, I am doing it good all by myself. I don't need a piece of clothing to help me out.
But
I do not need a piece of clothing.
But it keeps
and
you
shut
warm.
Up because you are barely like you're swimming in the coat that you own.
But I
swimming.
I know
in the coat that you own.
It's too bad.
So you
too
and the HHG, you don't know my problems.
I
you
know
do not
your
know
problem.
My sorrow. No, you don't.
HHG half the time doesn't even wear a freaking coat.
Well, this is true.
Right?
Smart girl.
Yeah.
Because she never looks puffy.
Well, no, she doesn't look puffy. She's not puffy.
She's not puffy.
She's not puffy.
She's sweaty.
She's sweaty.
Different.
But not puffy.
Not puffy.
Different. What would you rather be, sweaty or puffy?
I think I'd rather
sweaty.
Be puffy.
Really?
Because I'm not a fan of sweaty.
No, you're not a fan. You don't want to be sweaty and puffy.
No.
Right?
Because that would be hell.
That's
so
too
now
much.
I'm officially in hell.
You are in hell.
Because I am now in, I'm puffy, and I'm sweaty.
Yes, that is hell. Hey?
Like, that would be hell.
That's like menopause hell. For plus size women.
We're going there.
I'm on the other side of it.
No, you're not.
Me. Yes, that's what they told me. I had the blood test done.
Shut up.
Yes.
Fuck, I hate you right
but
now.
I had mine. Watch your language. But I was menopausal. Remember, way before you cool kids were. Right? I've been dealing with it for a while.
You're officially out of it.
I'm more out of it than in it.
Really?
Yes. Yes.
I want a new test.
Right? Could I still have a baby? Why would I want to take the chance?
Ew.
I don't know.
Ew.
I'm just saying, right?
Ew.
I don't know. Okay. Are you over your puffy coat rage?
Yes, I'm fine now.
You know what? Here's the thing, Samantha. Maybe this is the problem. I haven't said this to you for so long. You're so pretty.
No, I'm not. Even my hair is a little too puffy.
Well, because you're kind of growing a big and curly. Right? Like Lonnie Anderson or something like that. Hey? Farrah Fawcett, you ate. Right? But it is getting a little bit big.
It's getting big.
Yeah. Are you going for a big look?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Right? Jolene.
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 Jolene. Jolene.
Are you going for like a Dolly Priest
no.
mid-70s
oh,
look?
Oh, you know what? Dolly, she's cool, though.
She's cool, but...
She's a cool lady.
I don't know if anybody ever says, I wish I had her hair. I don't think...
Back in the 80s.
I don't think people ever say that, right? Stumbling.
I don't have that kind of big hair.
But it's closing in on
no,
that.
No, it's not.
Static card. Do you use it?
Yes.
Okay. So
disgusting, though. You choke
why,
on the smell.
Why? And like, it's
and
banned from our
house.
And
why are you choking
house.
On the smell?
It's banned in our house, right? Like,
How do you ban Static Guard?
Because I have to use Static Guard when Mike goes to work, and then I Static Guard. So by the time he comes home, there's no Static Guard smell. Do you know why?
Oh
and he's
God.
Not a controlling dude whatsoever. Do you know why? Because he's convinced I'm killing him with it. Right? Because anything that smells like that and makes you choke...
It's got to be bad for
it's
you.
It's got to be bad for you.
It's got to be bad.
And he doesn't want it around. I'm like, okay.
Are you really killing him with Static Guard?
Well, I'm not trying to. Or am I? Do-do-do.
Do-do-do.
No, I'm not trying to.
It's very possible.
But why can't they make, if they can make a bathroom air freshener that smells decent, why can't they change the smell of the Static Guard? Like, make it like cinnamon. Or like...
Ooh, no.
No, I...
No, because then your clothes would smell like cinnamon. Oh, that's why it doesn't smell. Because you're spraying it on your clothes. So unless you want... Well, but then they could spray it with maybe a Febreze smell?
Maybe... Well, I don't know. I don't like the smell of Febreze.
I don't like the smell of Static Guard.
But what did we do before Static Guard?
I think things stuck to us.
I think we just walked around messy, hey? And like everything just clinging.
Oh, gross.
And remember back in the day, you'd walk around and then you'd give everybody shock?
Yes.
That's my thing, is I just wasn't sure about the static guard. It just seems mm-hmm. like you gotta use it, though. You gotta use it. You can't get around it.
Okay.
All right.
We gotta move on.
Okay, let's go.
Because you were so excited.
Oh, I'm so excited.
So excited.
So excited.
That Samsung
yes.
has come up with a Galaxy S10.
They just announced it. $1,900. And I'm like, you know what? I looked through it. I read through it. Worth it.
No, it's not.
Samantha, it's so pretty. And it folds.
I think that's,
it folds.
That's the bigger deal for you, right? Is that it's a small square.
It's a phone, and then no, it folds into...
That does not look like a phone.
It looks like a phone.
That does not look like
yes,
a phone.
Yes, it does. You didn't look at it very clearly then. It is. It's completely looking like a phone.
No, it's not.
And then it folds, and then it's in blue, and it's just beautiful.
And silver and black.
And silver and black. I would like a silver one. I just want one so
Your
bad.
Your husband's never given you a $1,900 phone.
I want one for Mother's Day. Because that's always when I get my phone. Is on Mother's Day. So if
you're not getting this for Mother's Day.
I want this one for Mother's Day.
No,
I'll
you're
still
not.
Have 1 year left on my contract to pay.
Oh my God. Okay, so yeah. How much? Okay.
It'll be too much. It'll be a lot.
Because
it won't be zero down.
No.
It's brand new. But
you are going to pay so much money for this phone.
But it's the one thing that I like to be like all like with the Joneses on, right?
Yes, because when mom had a better phone than
I
you couldn't
get,
handle
no,
it.
I couldn't handle that. Remember, I'm like, your old ma can't have a better phone than me. I need to find a new phone, right? Or I'll break it or something.
Oh my God, don't break your phone.
Well, I won't do it on purpose. Or will
no.
I?
Oh my God. Tune in next time when.
Yeah, but that's not till May. That's not till May. But now,
well,
every
you,
time...
I guess you have some time to, like, convince him.
Yeah, but you know what I have to start doing? Once they start airing the commercials, that's how I got the S9. They start airing the commercials, and I look away with a sad face. Right? And then Mike's like, okay, because you're pathetic, and I can't deal with this anymore. Let's just go. I'm like, okay. Right? So now...
You're pathetic.
Yes, now I have to start, when they start putting the commercials on, I have to start, look away.
Oh, I can't look at it.
Oh, what was me?
Oh, my new baby.
My new baby just waiting there, just wanting some love.
You're so sad.
I'm so sad.
You're so sad.
I know. Okay, but how excited was I when we were in the mall the other week and we saw tassel shoes?
Yes, because you're on trend for once.
I was ahead of trend. Right? Because I've been wearing tassel dress shoes for a year. And this year, for spring, they're out in the windows.
Yes, they are.
And what did I say? I've been tasseling since before tassels were popular.
You've been tasseling.
I've been tasseling for a while, Samantha. Right? And now I'm going to be... But guess what? Now I'm a little bit like, meh. Well, I still love them.
Still.
But I'm just saying.
Stop it.
Right? Because I was the trend setter.
Yes, you
yeah.
were.
And normally... That's not my role.
That's not your gig.
That's not my gig.
No.
And I don't try to be.
No, because you hate everything new.
I hate all new things.
So the fact that
like
you're in tassel shoes.
I like them to be tried. I like them to be tried, true, and tested
yes,
first.
Yes, this is true.
And then I'll jump. And then I'll jump in.
Then you're like, yeah.
Yeah, hand me the tassels. But this time, I wore tassel shoes for a full year,
yes,
and there wasn't a tassel shoe to be found.
Let's make it clear. It's on her shoe.
It's on my shoe.
Your tassels
are on my
on
shoe.
Her shoe.
Yeah. Right? On my shoes. For a year before tassels came around.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that weird?
That is so sad.
I know.
That you're a part of a trend.
I'm the trend. I am the trend.
No, you're not.
Yeah. As seen on Lisa Gibson. I got my photo shoot coming up next week, Samantha.
Yeah, that's true. Damn straight.
Damn straight. Feet only. Shoes.
Yeah.
Of course, they got to have shoes on them, right? They're not just going to be bare feet.
No, because you have ugly feet.
Well, I don't have the best feet.
No, you don't.
But I don't think any feet are good. I think all feet are
no,
a little
bit
ugly. No,
I have nice feet.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
You don't.
Yeah, I do.
No, you don't. You have a bunion. And
yeah,
your
but
feet
it's
are kind of... Your toes are... You got square feet.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Take a look at them.
No.
They are square feet.
I like my toes better than yours.
Well, that's fine. I'll take your toes over my toes. I'm not saying I have great toes, right? They're maintained and they're kept. Right?
They're
I don't have gnarly, like, eagle claws or anything
yes,
like that.
This is true.
I'm just saying. Okay, so, guess what? It's been a little bit sad at work.
Well, because you don't have any entertainment.
My girl's gone, right? My girl's not working with me this week. Right? HHG, she's on holidays.
She's in Arizona.
She's been busy.
Holy crap.
Wow. How do you even, like, how do you even vacation with her?
I thought I was a decent shopper.
Yeah, I don't.
That
I think
girl.
She's going to put, you're going to be sitting on a bench saying, I'll wait here.
She would, like, put me to the test.
She would put you to shame.
Yes.
She's going to kick your,
like,
shopping ass.
Holy hell.
Yeah. I already would just be sitting on the bench. Right? I got my phone. I got my charger. I'll be here with a smile, excited to see your purchases, right? So I'd still be a good sport. I'm still coming along.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. But, oh, my God. She's, like, at the mall every day.
Yeah. And they didn't quite make it to the Grand Canyon.
No, because her son couldn't go.
Oh.
So they didn't go to the Grand Canyon. But they went to, like, Sedona.
Sedona.
Yeah. And there was, like, snow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She said it was cold.
She said it was cold. They went hiking. She took our picture with us. But it's so, and then it was funny because she's got our picture. So then she snaps me a picture of her and Bryce watching wrestling.
Yeah.
In the hotel. Mm-hmm. And it was of the new Daniel Bryan. Right? And so now I think she's a WWE fan.
Who's the new Daniel Bryan?
He's a wrestler.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was he old?
No, but he reinvented. Now he's the new. He's the new Daniel Bryan. Get with the times, Samantha.
Seriously?
Yes, seriously.
Oh my God.
Are you going to become, maybe you need to become a fake fan, a wrestling
no,
fake fan?
No, I can't do that. That
yes,
just goes against my principles.
Really? Because
sure.
We had Elimination Chamber this week and you could have been part of that.
Nope, thanks.
And
I'm good.
We're on the road to WrestleMania still.
That's exciting.
Right?
Yeah.
It's going to be.
Yeah.
Mm.
Uh-huh.
We're on the road.
Okay.
We're on the road.
Yeah.
But yeah, but can I have a funny HHG story to tell?
Okay.
Okay. So she's got three kids. And we've always said she's a good mom, right?
Yeah.
I think that there might be a little kink in her chain. I think
a chink in her armor?
Yeah, I think a chink in her armor. I think I've exposed the fatal flaw.
Oh.
The HHG's fatal flaw. So when we were working together last week.
Mm-hmm.
She needed some scissors. So she said, can you hand me the scissors?
Yes.
So I took the scissors out of the drawer, handed, right, with the scissor part in my hand, and handed her the handle. Because that's how we're taught.
As little children.
As little children, right?
Yes.
So I did that. I didn't think anything of it. Then when she was done, she's like, oh, here. She hands them back to me. She hands them back to me, scissor first. And I stopped and I said to her, hey, did you not learn... Did you not learn that that's not how you handle scissors? And she's like, what difference does it make? We're adults. No, it still makes a big difference. Just because I'm an adult, you can still cut my hand by jabbing those scissors in them. And then I just thought, you know, you have three kids that have the potential to not be handling scissors properly. And then they're going to have kids. And those kids aren't going to handle scissors properly.
And so on.
And so on.
And so on.
And I'm like, HHG, don't you see the error of your ways? Don't you see the potential ramifications?
And did she?
She didn't. She DFC'd. She didn't care. I think she thinks now they're all adults. It's their problem,
they're
not
on their
hers.
Own.
Right? It's their problem, not hers. But isn't that so funny?
That is so weird.
Yeah. No, she comes back to work next week.
And any fun things on your way to work on the bus?
Yeah, here's the weird thing, okay? So my bus goes past this one house, and I haven't wanted to talk about it because I've been every time I go past it, I'm like, no. So I wanted to make sure, right, that I was seeing what I thought.
Uh-huh.
So there's this one house. It's a beaten down old dilapidated house on my route. And in every window and on the door, so I can see two windows and I can see the door. They have a cross and like a full size picture of Jesus.
In every window?
And on the door. Full size.
Like, so people can see it?
On the bus, I can see it.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
So every week, I go by, every time I go by it, I'm like, huh. And like I said, I haven't wanted to talk about it because I wanted to make sure. And yeah.
Yeah.
It's the Lord. And I get we love the Lord. But boy, that's a little overkill, hey?
It is a little bit
overkill. It's like, you need to love him from 360 degrees. I think that's what their point is. And I'm just like, wow.
Do they, maybe they feel that if they are showing both of those things, yeah, that they are spreading the love,
maybe,
and the joy,
maybe. Do you think it's similar to putting like a don't knock on the door because there's a dog that lives here? Like, do you think it's the same type of thing, like to keep people away,
or no?
Because if the
solicitation, please.
I don't. But if the Lord's there, it should. That to me, that's saying like, come on in, spread the love, welcome.
Maybe that's what they're trying.
Maybe
to say.
I don't know. It's
come on in.
But I gotta be honest with you, right? Like a life size. The Lord is a little creepy. It's a little creepy. The life-size Jesus. Yeah, at the front door.
That'd be a little weird.
It's a little bit weird.
It's a little off-putting, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe that's it. I don't know. It's just weird.
Huh.
Yeah. The Lord.
Okay.
Who does that?
I don't know.
Who has a large size Lord?
Well, apparently they do that, so.
I guess they do. Mm-hmm. Okay. Speaking of who does that. Okay. So,
Oh my God.
We buy toothbrushes.
Yes.
We buy them in a pack that has like five or six.
Of course you do.
Right? And it's like the multiple colors.
You're the Gibsons, and that's what you do.
And that's what we do. Right? And then there's all the different colors. So there's blue ones and orange and green.
Yes.
Right? The handles, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. So I'm right now using a pink one.
Yes.
Yesterday, I go into the bathroom. I go to brush my teeth, my fake teeth. And what do I see? There's two pink toothbrushes in the toothbrush holder. Two. And I'm like, first off, dear Mike, you a dude. And I love the fact that you are confident enough in your masculinity to not care what color your toothbrush is.
True that.
But did you need to pick pink? Did you need to pick pink? Say that three times. Did you need to pick pink? Did you need to pick pink? Did you need to pick pink?
Are you done now?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just wanted to see if I could do it.
Okay. Okay.
Did you need to pick pink?
Uh-huh.
Like I have pink.
I think he did it to mess with you.
Well, now there's the... Now...
So now, are they the same brand, though?
They're two different brands, right?
So that's the one thing that can help you.
That's... Because I know which one's mine. But I can... But does he know which one's his? That's the difference. Because sometimes he doesn't pay attention to detail.
Oh, you're sharing spit.
No, because they can't even face the same way in his world, right? So when they're in the little container, they can't even face. Because he's like, they're kissing germs.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't know how this is going to play out. And so I said to him, I guess we're going to have to be careful with those toothbrushes, eh? Thinking that most people would
He does not care.
He doesn't care, because I thought maybe he'd just get up and get the green one. Why? The pink one's still perfectly fine. Like, oh, Lord, give me strength.
Oh, my God, I love that. Your husband messes with you all the time.
He just does, right? I'm like, why is there two pink toothbrushes? Right?
Love it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I am not getting the anti-snort chin strap.
Did you like the picture?
No. You know what? Stop.
Smith, I came across it.
Stop.
So I screenshotted it, and then I sent it to you. I think you need to get the anti-snore chin strap.
No, I don't.
Yeah, because you, number one, you snore.
You do, too.
You don't know that.
Well, actually, if you ever slept, you probably would snore.
But I don't sleep, so we don't know.
Uh-huh.
So you snore, and you have a bad jaw, and it corrects your jaw.
It's I don't even know how they would correct the jaw.
I don't know, because did you not see the apparatus?
It looks ridiculous.
It's velcroed.
It wraps around your head.
Yeah, and it's velcroed. There's
I'm never
for
doing
your
that.
Really?
I'm never doing that.
You won't. It will help your jaw.
No.
And it will help your snoring.
No.
Really?
Yeah.
We're going on vacation together this summer.
We're getting separate rooms.
I think we should try one for you.
No.
Why?
No.
Why?
No.
Why?
Because for $20, Lisa...
I'll buy it for you.
It's a hack.
I'll buy it for
it's
you.
It's a hack.
I don't know. Remember, I bought the thing for my foot
oh
for my,
my
bunion.
God.
It wasn't a hack.
Yeah, that was a hack. You didn't even use it.
Mm.
You didn't use
I did,
it.
And then I just got tired of it. Because you get up to go pee in the middle of the night, and you had to take it off. And I'm like... It's just one more thing I got to do to get to the bathroom. And that's just an accident waiting to
happen.
That's
just one more thing.
That's just an accident waiting to happen.
Speaking of things that... are paying attention to you.
Too much attention.
And not working.
Too much attention. There's too much...
How's your Fitbit?
I hate it. I'd smash it. If I thought... You know what? But for some reason, it's top of Mike's mind all the time, hey? Oh, I saw your Fitbit on the side table.
Because it costs a lot of money.
Oh, I saw your Fitbit, blah, blah, blah.
It costs a lot of money.
I know that, but I hate it. Right?
God.
And then I get an email on Sunday from my Yahoo account saying that my Fitbit had been compromised.
You would have to use it to
there
be compromised.
Was suspicious activity.
Like what?
I don't know. It's not. It's got no juice in it. It's dead. So how it even knows that there's anything going on is amazing. And there's no suspicious activity, right? When I get that, that makes it sound like as though I strapped it on and I went walking. That would be suspicious activity, right? The stupid thing, it's still... So I had to change my password. They wanted 12... Make your password strong. 12 letters. What the hell? A, B, C, D, E, F, G... Like, as if they're not going to know that. That's what everybody's going to pick.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Uh-huh.
Everybody with a Fitbit's going to have A, B, C, D, E, F, G, blah, blah, blah. Right? And then it's still telling me that it's time to go to bed at 11.
Because it's your mama.
But it's not caring mama. It's nagging mama. That's my mom, the nag... Mrs. Fitbit.
Mrs. Fitbit.
I'm done with it.
Because it tells you when to go to sleep, when to get your ass off the couch.
Everything. It's very, like, it's very, very overpowering. It's very overwhelming. Very overwhelming, Samantha.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I don't even understand.
I know.
Okay, we did have a very interesting debate.
Yeah, and we were actually on the same side.
Yeah.
Which is odd.
Tuna versus salmon.
Yeah.
And we both said, if there was a choice between a tuna sandwich and a salmon sandwich.
You take salmon.
Hi.
Well, yes. No, no questions asked.
No.
Ever. Ever.
Because in the fish world, the salmon is a... It's a hoity-toity.
It's a hoity-toity.
It's a hoity-toity.
Yeah. And
not the tuna.
No.
Tuna too basic.
Tuna's like the spam, right?
It's the spam of the canned fish world.
Spam of the canned fish world. That's what it is. That's what tuna is. Wait, only besides the salmon though. Tuna with tuna. Tuna on its own.
Yes.
Is tuna.
It's tuna.
Tuna beside
salmon.
Salmon is spam.
Tuna beside a lobster. It's just tuna.
Just still tuna.
Still just tuna.
It's just tuna has competition when you bring in the salmon. Everything does. The egg salad has competition.
That's true. Because you're not taking the egg salad. You're taking the salmon.
And you know what? And why are they only being served at funerals?
Because it takes a lot of energy to pick out the bones.
I'll tell you, I don't miss many a funeral because I look forward to those little sandwiches, hey? And we've talked about that before.
Oh, my God.
But then I go looking for the salmon.
That's horrible.
When my Uncle Bob died, the best little sandwiches, Samantha, right? With no crust. And I remember there being salmon. And I remember saying to my mom, I love the salmon, and even my mom back in the day, because it's classy, right? We got to keep it classy, so you eat the salmon, right? You don't slum it and take the tuna when there's an option.
Yes.
When there's another fish option, you go with the fish.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. But nobody ever thinks, like, would you ever buy yourself, like, a can of salmon and make a salmon sandwich at home?
I would, but it's just too much work to go through the whole can. There's bones. Ugh.
Like, and I don't want to choke on a bone.
No.
And I don't want to go to all the trouble.
No.
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 But if it's at a funeral.
Eating it.
I'm eating it.
Eating it.
I'm even kicking that. I'm kicking the egg salad to the. I think at the funeral it goes salmon, egg salad.
Tuna.
Tuna. Ham.
Cucumber.
Cucumber. And maybe. Would there be another meat? Maybe
okay,
a turkey?
No offense, but who decided to stick a cucumber between pieces of bread?
But it's so good with like a little bit of mayonnaise.
I don't understand that.
Oh, yum. So good.
Like, a cucumber so is part good. Of a salad, not a sandwich.
You know what I used to like? I used to just like, so off topic already. welcome to our 4-hour podcast. I used to like just lettuce inside a bread with a little bit of mayonnaise.
I was just thinking that, and I would have thought that's ridiculous.
No, but it's so good. Just have a lettuce sandwich.
That makes no sense.
No, so good.
No, that makes no
sense.
Yeah,
it was so good.
No.
I used to do it all the time.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I don't even understand who you are right now.
I'm just, okay. But, you know how we got our pots a long time ago?
Yeah, your $7,000 pots.
Pants. $700 pot and pan set.
$7,000.
Right? Might as well have been. But in that whole set, there's like a little baby pot.
Yes.
Why?
Because it's like a sauce pot.
It's a nothing pot. Sauce isn't even going to fit in it. Nothing fits in it. Like one cup of water maybe fits in it. Like I don't even think if I was to make my packaged gravy, I don't even think that there'd
no,
be
No, that
enough.
Would fit.
It would fit?
Yeah.
It's really small.
There's not a lot.
Like Kraft dinner doesn't fit in it?
No.
Soup don't fit
That's
in it?
That's not its purpose. That is not its purpose.
So what am I supposed to do?
Did you not read the instructions on the big box that those saucepans came in?
No. So what am I supposed to do? Just like take the barbecue sauce, squeeze it into the pot and heat it up or something?
You know what, Lisa? Every pot and pan needs to be told that it's useful.
It's not useful, this one. It's never been used. I'm
going to
throw it
away. You need to change your mindset.
I think I'm going to throw it away.
Don't!
It's just taking up space.
Oh, for God's sake. You paid $7,000 for that little saucepan. Don't you dare throw it away.
Well.
Don't you dare.
I don't know what it
then
will.
Then give it to Goodwill.
Do you want it?
No.
Why?
I got my own little bell. My own little freaking
and you,
saucepan.
And do you use it?
No.
No. Right? Maybe we need to get them all together. Maybe they can be friends or something, right? They can start like a little saucepan club or something.
That's so sad.
I know.
Oh, my God.
I just saw it. I was just like looking at it. I'm like, and I took it out and I'm like, what's the point of you?
What's the point of you?
Then I just threw it back in the drawer.
Okay.
Right? Or back in the cupboard. I'm like, no, there's no point to you. There's no point. Okay. Do you like Starburst candy?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so then you'll be happy
but
to know.
But it hurts my jaw because they're sometimes hard.
Yeah, we'll put the snore thing on at night and fix your
Shut
jaw.
Shut up.
And then you'll be able to eat the Starburst.
Oh, my God.
Okay, the Starburst, now they have 2-in-1 flavor.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. I don't think that's my gig.
Can you even eat a Starburst with your dentures?
I never even liked a Starburst without my dentures. So even with real
teeth. Then why do you care?
Because I just thought, it's such a small little candy. Why would we bother making it a two-in-one flavor? Because
sometimes people like to combine flavors.
But when it's so small, when it's so small, it's all going to just become one flavor.
Well, that's the point.
Well, then why not just keep it one flavor? That's my point. That's my point, Samantha, right there. That's my...
I kind of don't even really care, actually.
Well, I didn't know if you would. Okay. Tell me if you know this jingle.
Uh-huh.
Bacon, cheddar, curly fries. Bacon, cheddar, curly fries. Bacon, cheddar, curly fries. Do you know that jingle?
No.
Bacon, cheddar, curly fries.
No.
No?
No.
So I may have made it up, but I don't think I did. It's from Arby's.
Okay. Right? You're the only person in this car who enjoys Arby's.
Yeah, but it's because you haven't given it a full chance.
No. It's like, ugh. It's like weird shaved meat.
It's
that I don't think is real.
The roast beef and cheddar.
No, I don't think, I don't.
Really?
I feel like it's not real.
No, it's real.
No, I don't. But no.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, you love it.
I do.
Love it.
And you get
it.
The horsey sauce.
Yeah. Like.
Yeah, I do love it.
It's kind of like the Shamrock Shake for me.
Really. But you've had it before.
You've made me go
I
there.
Have
yes.
made you. I think we only have one in this city.
We do, thank God.
I don't mind the good old Arby's. Uh-huh. I don't mind it. Mm-hmm. I don't mind it. Just saying.
I don't know why.
Huh.
It's gross. It's like processed meat.
They can't be.
Shaved to make it look like it's like real something. And then stuffed in a bun.
Yeah.
And like au jus on the side.
And
like,
cheese sauce.
This can't possibly be real.
You don't think it's coming from a real cow?
No.
Really?
Yes.
I think it did.
I think it's all parts of the cow that nobody ever wanted, and they just decided to make it into a shaved-looking sandwich.
And put you in a restaurant.
Ugh.
Well, you know what? I see it very differently. I see it very differently. I guess we won't be going to Arby's anytime soon. Will we now, Samantha?
Do they serve chicken?
Yeah, I think they do serve chicken. I think they do. So,
oh, my God.
You know, I think I'm pretty darn smart.
Oh.
And my husband thinks he's pretty
darn
smart.
Oh, my God. Is this all coming back from the snap that Michelle sent yesterday?
Well, that just proved
about the
it,
trivia
right?
stuff.
Yeah, and I was like, yeah, I should be there winning. Yeah, that just proved it. So every night before, like, so it comes on at 6:30 our time is Jeopardy, right?
Mm-hmm.
We don't watch all of Jeopardy. We're only invested in the last 10 minutes because we want to just do the final Jeopardy question.
Oh, okay.
I got to be honest with you. Super smart kid here. Super smart. I bet you in a week, so 5 Jeopardies, I get at least 3 of them, final Jeopardies. Not even kidding. Not even kidding.
Okay, can Mike back this up?
Yeah, he would back it up. He's sometimes surprised.
Because
I'm trivia smart, right? I got the trivia smarts. Yeah. And sometimes if I am watching like more of the show, the guy will buzz in and I'll be like, blah, blah, blah. And sometimes Mike will be like, he'll like shoot me like this, like kind of like, what the fuck? I'm like, sorry. Sometimes I just know stuff. Just really smart that
that's
way.
That's really weird.
I know, hey? Yeah.
Who knew? A Jeopardy geek.
Jeopardy geek. Yeah. Huh. I don't think I'm like the full show.
No, because I don't think you'd last that long.
I don't think I'm the full show.
I think you'd get bored really quick.
Yeah, I'd be like beep, 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 beep. I'd piss people off, right? Because I'd be like, I wonder if I could beep it quicker. Can I beep it again? What about if I beep it twice, right? That's what would happen. Some people would hate me. For sure they would.
They would totally hate you.
Yeah. Guess what? We had some sad news in our house this week.
Okay.
We're mourning the loss. We're mourning the loss of Weenie Beanie.
Oh, my God.
We had to say bye-bye to Weenie Beanie.
Why?
Because it took away the hot dogs.
How did it take away hot dogs?
Because you can't have Weenie Beanie with 6 wieners in it and then hot dogs and eat 3 hot dogs all in 1 week. It'll kill you, right? It will kill you. So we had to say goodbye. Too many wieners.
Too many wieners.
Too many wieners.
But you brought back regular hot dogs.
Yeah. But there was just too many wieners happening.
Like, right? Okay.
A girl can only handle so many wieners in 1 week. Right? I'm like, you know what? Tap, tap. I'm out. I'm done. I can only handle so many wieners.
There's only so many wieners one woman can tackle.
Right?
Right?
I'm right? Only
Are we
one...
right, ladies?
Ladies, I'm only one woman. Here. Hear me roar. Yes?
Oh, my God.
But okay. We need to limit the wieners.
Oh, my God. So, did you sit down...
Yeah, we had
like,
a talk.
And, like, have a serious discussion about saying goodbye?
Yeah.
To the Weenie Beanie?
To the Weenie Beanie.
You live a sheltered life, Lisa.
Oh, You know, and we really enjoyed the weenie beanie for the 2 weeks that we were eating it once a week.
Oh, my God.
And, yeah, so...
that is so sad.
Hot dogs will be back next week. We were really, really sad.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah. We were really sad.
All right.
You know? I'm just saying.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. What about you? You are always saying that you're about the chips.
I know.
And guess what? I ate some Doritos this week and thought of you.
Doritos are not a chip.
But they're crunchier.
They're a tortilla chip.
And it's not a tortilla chip.
It's not
chip.
A potato chip.
But it's still, again, it's still a distant relative. And it's got more crunch. And you're all about the crunch.
Yes, I am.
Right?
But I'm also more about a potato.
God, you always got to change it. You always got to add something. Just can't be. You're right, Lisa. Thanks for
no,
thinking of me.
I like Doritos, mm-hmm. but a Dorito is a tortilla chip just like doused in flavor.
This coming from the girl who eats a Sun Chip and thinks it's a healthy alternative.
In my head?
In your head.
It is.
It is. Why is that? Because there's no dip to put on.
Because there's
probably.
No dip.
Oh, okay.
And it's tasty.
I see what you're saying.
It's fine.
It's okay. It's okay. Okay, but do you ever eat, like, nuts that have shells on them?
All the time.
Do you? And will you shell?
No. Well, yes.
You
if I
will
think
shell?
It's worth it.
You'll shell.
I will shell.
I won't shell. Nothing's worth shelling. Like a sunflower seed, not worth shelling.
It's
not.
Yes,
no,
because
you can buy them with just the seed, hey?
Yes, I know.
That's...
But okay.
No.
For a sunflower, it's the whole point of it is the work that gets put into it. It's a sunflower should be eaten at, like, sporting events.
Yeah. But just eat the seed.
In the summer.
Why go to all the work when
you know, when
God
in a lawn chair.
When God has made some unseeded.
I'm just saying.
Right? Or like a pistachio. Like, I would love to sit down and have pistachios, but I'm not going to all that trouble.
You don't want to do the work.
I don't want to do the work.
You don't want to do the work to eat.
I don't want...
You would be horrible at hunting gathering.
Yeah.
Good thing you live now.
It is a good thing I live now. It's a good thing I'm not like a little bird out there trying to like find
you
my next meal.
Because
I'd be like, no, I'd spit it out. Not this one. Right? I would. And I was just thinking about that.
Oh,
and I'm like,
God,
there's so much work in shelling things.
Yes.
I wouldn't do
there's
it.
There's lots of work.
I wouldn't do it.
Lisa.
You know, Samantha.
There's a movie.
I know.
That even I want to go to.
And I can't wait.
Because it has to do with wrestling.
I knew that you would go to it because The Rock's in it.
The Rock's in
We're
it.
We're going to see Fighting With Your Family.
Yeah.
And it's all about Paige. And Paige is a WWE wrestler.
Yes.
Well, she's retired now because she got injured. And she's from the UK.
Yeah.
And yeah, we got to go see it because you've got some scene points. So we can go for free. Right?
I'm not paying for you to go.
You don't. You just put me on your card.
No.
That's always the rule.
I'm not paying for
Samantha,
you.
Samantha, that's always the rule. And then I pay half the popcorn. Right? That's the deal. That's the deal.
You're paying for all the popcorn.
I'm paying for all the... Well, I'll think about it.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So we added one... We added a new food. We added chicken burgers. But guess what?
Uh-huh. There's always a twist.
There's no twist. There was a disappointment. That's what there was. Maybe that was the twist. There was disappointment in my food. Right? That must have been the twist.
That was the twist.
So the disappointment was Mike went out and bought them. And they weren't breaded.
Yeah, because you're not eating the real thing.
I don't want a real piece of chicken on a bun. I want breaded. I want it to be like...
He doesn't know you by now. You don't want to eat real food.
I don't
you want this shit.
I want the processed shit.
Right?
That's what I want. And when when he brought them and I saw them and I'm like, oh, God. Jane's chicken breasts. I'm like, I don't want a chicken breast like that. I don't want that on. I don't. I want it just to be like coated.
You just want a crap.
I just want a crap.
Mm-hmm.
And he's, it's all like.
He's trying to be healthy.
I guess.
And you're not really about that.
I'm not about that. Not on my suppers.
This is the girl who eats 3 hot dogs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then complains that there's been too much wiener. Sorry, all wienered out. Hot dogs on Monday, wienered out. To the following Monday. Sorry.
Oh, my God.
That's so crazy. Yeah.
Well, you know, if today's any indication,
yep.
We potentially may be going into warmer weather.
Well, but I think that today has been a pleasant surprise, hasn't it?
Yes, it has.
But I don't know if it's staying.
Yes.
Right?
But when it does stay...
You're going to have some decisions to
there's
make.
There's some birds coming back in my world.
You know what? Here's the thing, right? So, like you and I, we live in an apartment.
Yes.
And I don't know if other people ever find this, but pigeons are really attracted to apartments.
Yeah.
Why?
The tops of apartments.
Yeah. Why is that?
The roofs.
That's like the sound that they make.
Well, because nobody's up there bothering them, and they can just sit there and do the things that they do.
And then they land on your patio, right? And they get on your like little fence.
And then they shit everywhere.
Right.
And then if you have something on your patio that looks like shelter, they make a nest.
Yeah.
They put eggs there.
Yeah. Because we had a baby egg. We had a baby pigeon egg 1 year. And guess what? Hopefully it survived. But not on my patio. That's not where you're meant to be living.
Well, because when you're sweeping, you just sweep.
I just sweep. Right? I'm not looking out for the nests because I'm not expecting there to be a nest. Because, dear pigeons, I didn't invite you to come and roost. Right? So.
Yes, they're big roosters.
Right? There's no babies being born anywhere near my apartment. Thank you. Right? But that's the thing. But are they worse than seagulls?
Okay.
Also known as shithawks. Right? Are they worse than shithawks? Right?
Seagulls are not great. The only place I've ever seen a seagull is at a McDonald's parking lot.
Or the dump.
Sweeping in to get that french fry.
Right? The fry that's on the ground. Yeah. Or they think that, oh, look at that stick might be something edible. Right?
They're garbage birds.
Are pigeons garbage birds?
Yes.
They both are.
For sure they are.
Disgusting.
It's gross.
But they look pretty.
But which one is worse, though?
I think I don't know. I think that the seagull's worse because I think they have a worse reputation of like shitting on people. Right? And that's where people say that's good luck. Bullshit. As if that's good luck.
Do you think?
That's what people say.
I know. I would not consider that good luck.
I know. Well, I'd be so choked.
That's horrible.
You imagine like I'd be like livid, hey? Mm-hmm. I'd be so choked. What would that? I wouldn't
so
be happy.
Choked.
Yeah. I wouldn't be happy with that at all.
But speaking of birds that eat things from the ground.
Yeah. There you go. Uh-huh.
Okay. We got to talk about...
Yeah.
We're potentially taking away something from our lives that we have enjoyed.
Oh, not potentially. It's gone. It's gone. It's gone. I kicked them to the curb.
Yeah.
And I kicked them to the curb for you too. Just so you know.
I know.
Right?
And now that I've read about it...
Because we used to love them.
Yeah. And now we don't.
Now we don't.
We're talking about a buffet.
The buffet. Well, that's the topic. Buffets. Buffet. Da, 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 da. Buffets. Right?
Now,
buffet.
When we decided to do this topic, I'm like, oh, yeah, you know,
it
blah, blah, blah.
It started off positive.
Yeah. No, it didn't end that way.
No.
No.
No, not at all.
But I would like to just go down memory lane.
Okay.
And say, do you remember the types of buffets that we used to go to?
Back in the day.
Which was like last week.
Yeah, there was, because we were at one last week, weren't we? This week we were at one.
Oh, that's right.
We were at the Chinese buffet.
Yes, we were.
So yeah, there's like a Chinese food buffet.
Yes.
There's an all-you-can-eat
buffet.
What else is there?
There's like a chocolate buffet. Mm. Here in town.
That one's good.
When it's all about chocolate.
That one.
All the things chocolate.
All the things chocolate.
There's pizza buffets.
Yeah. There's salad bar buffets.
Yes.
And there's dessert bar buffets.
Yes.
Right now, they're all like part of the main buffet.
Yes.
They're not like, it's not like a buffet store.
But like, I was even thinking of like fake buffets that you could potentially have as buffets.
But not now, because now we don't want them.
Well, but you might have enjoyed a finger food buffet.
Ooh, depending on how many fingers were in my food.
Called hors d'oeuvres.
Hors d'oeuvres.
Hors d'oeuvres.
I would like hors d'oeuvres.
Kind of like the Hooters of, you know.
Of the buffet.
Of the buffet
finger
world.
Food world.
But hors d'oeuvres.
But you know what? I don't think that I want to be linked into, you might have eaten these and it's like a Hooters. I don't like the connection. I don't like the connection, okay. Samantha.
Well, what about a hot dog buffet? It could be called Big Dog Buffet.
But you can only do hot dogs so many ways.
You could get creative.
Right? Yeah, you could get creative.
But we always enjoy a good brunch buffet.
Yes.
Always a good brunch buffet.
A good breakfast buffet.
A good breakfast buffet.
Yeah. To me, in my world, a good buffet needs a meat station. And I want the fancy, expensive meat. I don't want the roast beef. I want the prime rib.
But they don't serve that.
On some they do.
Well, but
not
they
ones
limit.
We've gone to lately.
They limit how much you take.
Well, but here's the thing, right? I get that there's the all-you-can-eat buffet. But at the end of the day, the goal is not to eat your body weight full. That's not the goal of
but
the buffet.
But sometimes people, that's their mission.
But they shouldn't.
But they do.
No.
Okay, restaurants, they actually... Restaurants feel like everybody eats at least a pound of food.
Does that seem like a lot?
It does seem like a lot.
Yeah.
But maybe.
Not when you think of how much you weigh. Like, we weigh, and then and you think of 1 pound of that.
Yeah, but do you know how they decide how much they charge?
How?
They take the average number of buffet customers per day, uh-huh. and they divide that by the food that they use.
Well, so there's like a mathematical formula.
There's a mathematical
formula. Wow. So kids, you do have to go to school and use your math.
Yeah.
Even if it's in the buffet
even
world.
Even if it's in the buffet world.
Wow.
And to make a profit, they put the cheapest stuff at the beginning of the buffet line.
Oh, I'm not like surprised with that.
A potato au gratin.
Right.
Or something like that. Something that's cheap.
So people are like loading up on that.
Yeah.
Huh. But you know what I think though, is that I think that they have, you know how when you go to the buffet line, they have like they call it a sneeze guard, right? I think that's really important to have, right? I think that's really important to have.
I don't think it's covering what you think it could
have. But imagine if it wasn't even there.
This is true.
Right? So some dude went to all the trouble to patent that and invent that.
I think there's reasons for that.
Well, I think there is too. And you know also too, what's kind of funny is that there's what's called buffet guilt.
Really?
But I think there should be. I think there should be. I think if you are at a buffet and your goal is to abuse it, I think you deserve a little shame.
I wonder, I'm sure people have been kicked out of all-you-can-eat buffets because they've just eaten too much.
Yeah. Right? Like, you'd have to.
Yeah.
Like, I can't even imagine. Like, I get that's the concept, and I get that it's there, all-you-can-eat. But it's not really meaning all-you-can-eat. It's not meaning we're trying to feed you for the next 6 months. That's not what, like, it's not your last meal.
No.
Right?
Yeah.
It's not your last meal.
Well, and do you know buffets, they use big spoons on the cheap stuff. So you take more.
So you take
more.
And
you fill up on that.
Yeah.
Right? And they put the expensive food on, like, smaller plates and things.
Well, because they try and trick you.
Yeah.
Right?
Right?
It's all tricky.
It's all tricky.
It's all tricky.
Tricky, tricky.
Yeah.
Okay, but I got tricks.
Okay. You got tricks because it's tricky.
Because it's tricky.
Because
even though we have decided... we'll let you know why we've decided not to go to buffets
anymore.
We're
taking a buffet break.
I'm going to help people out.
Okay.
Because I've decided, you know what?
You and I have to pay the price.
Okay, but you know how I feel. Mm. I feel like we don't get our money's worth anyways.
No, we never do.
We never eat $20 worth of food.
Never.
And that's how much we pay for one of those buffets we've gone to.
Yeah.
$20.
$20. Unless it's like at the fancy hotel.
Even though then.
And they have the roast or they have the turkey.
Maybe.
Well...
maybe.
Right?
Yeah, maybe.
You bring a turkey.
Okay.
Or you get the Yorkshire puddings. It's worth it.
The Yorkshire.
If you get the Yorkshire puddings, it's worth it.
Okay.
Okay.
Tip number one.
Okay, tip number
Lisa,
one. Samantha.
Don't starve yourself ahead of time. You got to eat a little bit to keep your stomach ready.
Really?
For the onslaught.
Okay.
So you got to prime it. Okay.
It's odd that we have to prime
you gotta
for the
prime
buffet.
It. You do.
It's not a sporting event. Right? Right? It's not a sporting event.
Okay. But don't get to the buffet right away. I know you want to.
I do.
Calm down.
Really?
Calm down.
Like, as soon as I get there, I'm like, do you want to just go?
Don't.
No.
Best dishes? Not out yet.
Wow.
Calm your shit.
So if the buffet starts at 11, you don't want to be there at 11?
No, because all the good stuff's not out yet.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Okay. Don't be too adventurous. This is
not
the time
be.
To start new foods, Lisa.
But you know what's funny, though?
Just
is
don't.
That, okay, so the HHG, she's on her Arizona vacation, and they went to, she was telling me last night, that they went to a buffet at a casino.
Oh.
And she had a bite of everything.
Because
she's that girl, right? She had a bite of everything.
I would not.
I wouldn't have a bite of most things.
Okay, but don't take any breaks.
No breaks.
Don't take any breaks, because you don't want your stomach to realize it's full. You just want to keep going.
But then, no.
Gotta keep going.
No.
Go.
I'm not gluttonous like that.
This buffet eating could be an athletic sport.
Sounds like it's doomed to fail.
Okay. And also, save a round or two for dessert.
Okay, I get that. But I'm not a save a round or two for dessert girl. I like the desserts. Some are better than others.
Yeah.
Right? But I like to get like a big plate and dessert up.
Nope. They say sample first and then go back hardcore.
I don't want to sample.
Yep.
I don't want to sample.
Yeah.
I just want to eat it. Because if you're sampling
first.
Bad.
You're a waster.
I'm a waster.
You're so
I'm who the buffets hate.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, and I'm just going to fill up my plate because that's what I'm supposed to do here.
And then you don't eat.
And then I don't eat.
Half of it.
Right? But to me, my perfect buffet has beets.
Yes.
And it has a meat station.
It has roast beef.
Has roast beef. Has horseradish.
Yeah.
And what else does it have? Those are like really my main things.
And then I think you like salad. Yeah, but now that's gross.
But now salad's gross. Now salad's gross. Right? Which we'll get into. Yeah. We'll get into.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's all just kind of put things into a new perspective for
me. I know.
Right? It's, yeah, it's not good.
Okay, but who thought of buffets?
Okay, so buffets, first off, buffets, they go back to the 18th century in France.
Oh.
And then they spread through Europe.
Okay.
Okay? But the first, the dude, I don't remember his name, but he was a Canadian. And he took, but he moved to Vegas in the, I think it was like in the 60s. And he made buffets really popular at the casinos. But the all-you-can-eat buffet debuted in 1946 in Las Vegas.
Right? Go Vegas.
And you used to be able to do, remember the whole winner, winner, chicken dinner, right? It was all that bullshit, right? All that bullshit, right? Because you could buy, you could the buffet, you could do a buffet for $1.50,
uh-huh.
Right? And don't you remember, like, I remember my Aunt Mabel and Uncle John having these books, and they didn't have kids, but they traveled a lot, uh-huh. And it'd be like, you're up on $5 a day. That was all the buffets, eh? It was all the buffet. Which is funny, because I could see the HHG doing that too, hey?
Yeah.
Like the States, $5 a day with the food, right? And going to wherever she thinks she could get the best.
Okay. But I just remembered something.
Yeah.
When I was in my late teens, early 20s, I had an aunt and uncle who went to Vegas for uh-huh. a trip. And they drove there
wow.
from Canada yeah. and then were coming back to see us in Saskatoon. And they almost didn't make it back
yeah.
because they got food poisoning
you
from
gotta,
eating at Circus Circus.
Yeah, you got to be careful at the buffet.
It was a $5 buffet.
Wow.
And they ate, and it was like hours later when they're on the road, and
ew.
Things got little nasty.
Things started
and
to
we
gurgle.
And we were really, really worried about them
yeah.
because they were not doing well.
Wow, hey.
And it was salmonella.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
Yeah.
Don't you remember
it's
when I got
so bad.
Remember I got food poisoning at, I'm not going to say the restaurant's name, because I put sauerkraut on my hot dog?
Yeah.
And I'm sure, and it was at the end of the sauerkraut can. And I took it and put it on my hot dog, and I was so, so sick, because that's what happens. They recycle the food.
Yeah.
I always knew they did.
Yeah.
I'm always.
Yeah.
So it's, again, it's like that, and people wonder why I won't drink the end of the friggin' milk, or I won't eat the end of the bread.
It's
things
in
like that.
In your own home.
It doesn't matter. It
oh
doesn't
my God.
Matter. Did you know that Chinese food is the most popular buffet? Followed by Italian.
I'm not surprised.
You know why? It's because Chinese food, good Chinese food's expensive.
Yes.
So people think if they go to the Chinese buffet.
Buffet.
And that's where we were the other
buffet.
Day. We were at a Chinese buffet.
Buffet.
And we kind of were like,
no, we were not happy.
We weren't happy.
No.
We didn't think it was their best work.
Nope.
Nope. Was not their best work.
No.
We were not happy. Did you know, okay, and I think we already said, most buffets use smaller bowls and plates.
Yes.
To trick you, right?
Yes.
And here's where they get tricky, too. The food in a buffet, it's planned out very carefully by putting one expensive dish around many cheap dishes.
Uh-huh.
So if you get to the expensive, you're not going to have a lot of it, right? Because you've
no.
already filled your plate
yeah.
with all the other stuff. Here's the two things that just floored me. You ready? Number one, lemons are the most unclean item at the buffet.
Ugh.
They have fecal matter.
Oh.
Because lemons are handled by everybody.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Did you know that most scrambled eggs at the buffet, they're fake?
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
Powdered egg stuff.
It's powdered egg. Really, why can't we just make some real eggs?
Blech.
That's disgusting. And you know what they say? Don't eat the buns. Because everybody takes a
touches.
Bun and puts a bun back.
Oh,
that's what they say.
That's so gross.
So nasty. I don't think I've ever taken a bun
no.
at a buffet. It's like I already knew or something.
That's disgusting.
It's so gross.
Okay.
So nasty. Okay, what?
This is what turned me off of buffets.
Okay.
Because now I just think I'm looking at it in a whole new way.
Yeah.
Not only is it not worth my money.
And you know what? And that's not what, that was not our intention.
No,
our intention was,
we love
a buffet, right? I like the selection.
Yes.
I like the variety. And you get a little dessert and you get a little salad. You can have a little jello. I can have a little fruit. Have a little piece of watermelon. All these things. And all that this led us to was heartbreak.
And sadness.
And sadness. Just.
I like a good buffet too.
Yeah.
You know, and the Chinese buffets that we have here have Western food as
yep,
well.
Yep.
So you get a good mixture of
yeah,
both.
Right.
And now, sad face.
Sad face. And the other day on the Chinese buffet, you had the French fries.
I did.
And you shouldn't.
I shouldn't have.
You shouldn't.
I shouldn't have.
You learned that.
Now that I know.
Yeah.
So this is what I know, Lisa.
Okay, tell me.
The salad, the salad zone is a no-go zone.
It's a no-go zone.
Because they reuse the salad up to 3 days.
But I think in our hearts we all always knew that.
Oh.
And I think that they bring out bagged salad.
Yes. For sure they do.
And they're just dumping it on top.
Yes.
Right?
God knows it's not probably been washed.
No, probably not. Not good. Not cool.
The fries have been refried up to 3 days.
That's horrible.
Do you know how gross that is?
That's so disgusting. Yeah, that's so nasty. Huh.
Don't get clumsy with your food.
Oh, people spill.
Okay. But if you drop it on the table, leave it there.
Yes.
Because those tables
leave it there.
Have been wiped
absolutely
by the same dirty rag all day, folks.
100%
That rag's not clean.
Don't lick the food from the table. No matter how tempting it looks.
No matter how tempting.
Don't do it.
Okay.
Can I say a comment about the rag?
What?
We use the same, not we as in me, but people use, households use the same dirty cloth to wash their dishes.
Every day.
Every day. Uh-huh. And like my sister and her husband are big advocates of it's like this thing, like this sponge on a stick, and then you put some soap into the handle and you clean your cups and stuff. And that like not theirs, but in general, it's the same thing that I have with when we think about it, right? You think like, oh my God, like that dirty cloth for a whole week till it's laundry day, or we're J cloth people because I don't like the face cloth.
I use J cloth too.
Yeah, I can't handle because the others get a smell.
Yeah,
right.
It's not
and
pretty.
That dirty J cloth that just cleaned all the spaghetti and meat sauce, and now I'm gonna do my glasses. Like we nasty at home too. We nasty at home, Samantha.
Okay. You may think a little bit differently about that drink that you're going to get from the buffet too.
Okay.
The truth behind the ice machine.
Ooh. Really?
80% of the time, the ice machine is dirtier than the toilet water.
That's disgusting.
Because when does it get a break?
When does it get a break?
It never gets a break.
Well, at least the toilet gets
so
a break.
So it's never getting clean.
Right.
Over
wow. And that's
over
on nobody's
and
list
over
either, right?
Nope.
That's on nobody's
don't
list.
Don't make me talk about the ice cream machine.
Oh,
don't
I
make
bet
me.
You
and I had that at the
and
buffet.
You, yes, and you had that at the buffet.
Oh, I just grossed myself out.
That's so nasty.
Okay. Oh,
okay, off topic, but you're talking about toilet water. Will you drink water from the bathroom?
No.
Because it's too closely
related.
HHG does.
Yeah, because she
doesn't have these rules.
No.
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 She has no rules.
And not because she's not classy, because she's classy.
She's wearing the Hugh Hefners.
She wears the Hugh Hefners, right? And she's dressed to the nines, right? Head to toe with the little fancy
the
slippers.
The lounging wear.
The lounge wear, right? And this is my 7 to 9 lounge wear, and this is my 9 to 11 lounge wear, right? And if it's just lounging at home in the afternoon, it's my afternoon lounge wear.
Oh, my God.
So it has nothing to do with that, right? Because
no.
She's classy.
Mm-hmm.
But she just doesn't, and her and I had a big discussion about that, and I'm like, I cannot.
No.
We brush our teeth, but we also spit that water out.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's too close. It's too close. It's too close to the
it.
Toilet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, speaking of bacteria.
Okay.
Buffets are a breeding ground for bacteria.
Yeah, they have.
Because there's too much touching.
There's so much, right?
So much touching.
Yeah.
So much sneezing.
There's just
so much of everything.
You know what the other thing is, too, is think of how many germs and how many hands, dirty hands, are touching all the cutlery in the bins. Right?
Oh, my God.
Right?
Because
my hand is touching every knife. Your hand is touching every knife. Right? Everybody's hand is touching everything.
That's gross.
That's so gross, right?
That's gross.
Yeah.
Okay. You know how we feel better when we see like a food person, like a food service person with gloves on their hands or a cook with gloves on their hands?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Don't.
Why?
The secret plastic glove. Do you know where that glove has been?
Well, that's the problem.
What has that glove touched that it's now touching everything you potentially are shoving in your mouth?
Right? If I'm doing, okay, so let's just say, for example, I'm doing shake and bake at home.
Yeah.
And I'm doing pork. So I got the raw piece of pork chop. I got my glove on.
Uh-huh.
Got the raw piece of pork chop.
Yeah.
And I'm putting it in the shake and bake. And then I'm taking it out and putting it on the thing. Because I'm in a glove, my mind is automatically thinking that hand is clean.
Yeah.
So then I'm going to like pick up a piece of cheese or something like.
With the hand still in the glove. Because you think.
My hand, it's clean.
It's clean.
Because it's a glove.
You just touched. raw pork, raw chicken, raw something, and now you're touching something else.
Samantha,
you're cross-contaminating.
And here's, and it's like a crime scene, right? So it's like a, it's like a crime scene because I can wear O.J. Simpson. If the glove don't fit, you must acquit, right? So I can wear my gloves and kill you. But I can then go and touch the doorknob to get out of your house.
Yes.
And guess what? Mm-hmm.
It's everywhere.
It's everywhere.
It's everywhere.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's gross. So nasty.
I got something else for you.
Okay.
There's probably an ounce of fecal matter in your food.
Wow. So somebody who's handling my food, like, has poopy hands. Okay, so there's fecal matter on the lemons.
Yes.
There's fecal matter on my
food.
It's
everywhere.
Okay. Then maybe this sounds really odd, and maybe I'm the anomaly, but when I go poop, I don't find that I have a lot of poop on my hands.
Are you washing your hands? Are you hygienic?
Yeah, I'm
you
still washing.
You better hope that everybody in the restaurant's the same person.
But how
like
are they
you.
Getting
but if they're
poop,
not.
How are they getting the poop on their hands?
Who knows?
Not just jumping out of the toilet onto your hands. Like, they're touching their poop? Getting it on their hands?
Well, you wipe your butt with your hands.
I guess.
Because there's toilet paper, and
true.
There's fingers
yeah,
involved, a hand
I guess.
Stuff.
So people, ugh, people aren't washing.
People go into the washroom, use the washroom, and leave the washroom. They skip a step.
They skip a step.
There's a step being skipped.
And in this day and age, we know that step,
ugh,
right? Don't just give
gross.
Your hands a drink, people.
So it's impossible to go to a buffet restaurant.
Yeah.
And it be germ-free, because it's not going to happen,
it can't
folks.
Be germ-free.
Can't be germ-free.
It can't be. No.
We're done. I can't.
Maybe at the fancy hotel.
Maybe.
Like, I don't want to completely ban them, but maybe the ones that we've been visiting we need to ban. Right? Because they're kind of like the lower, like the lower
yeah,
scale.
Yeah, but we're still paying too much. Okay, and I'm back to my point. I think we pay too much money.
I know.
For the amount of food that we actually consume.
And then it's so funny. Every time we decide to go to a buffet, this is our conversation, friends of the podcast. Do we like it there?
Right? True.
And then it's
that's
like,
so true.
Not really, but I'd like some variety. And then really the next question should be, are you going to eat the variety?
No.
No. Not really.
Not really.
Right? But we don't. That's not how it plays.
So then we have to say, okay, so there's that type of buffet.
A buffet.
And then there's what we think is a higher class buffet.
Yes.
And you're paying even more money to go to that.
Yeah.
Is it, again, still worth it?
We don't know.
Are they as clean as we think they should
be? They got
be?
A meat station.
Right?
And they got a good dessert bar.
Because you're a bathroom freak, and every time you ask me, after I've gone to the bathroom, how are they? What if I said to you, the bathroom's disgusting, and we just paid $30 for a buffet?
Yeah.
How would you feel about that classy buffet now?
I'd feel pretty crappy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Because if their bathrooms are disgusting... How good is the kitchen?
Are they caring about the kitchen?
And we'd be like,
uh-huh. I know.
Right?
Right?
That's not good.
It's so disgusting. I don't get it. I just don't get it. Right?
So?
We took a topic and we completely worked our way out of a food group. The food group's gone. Right? The food group is gone.
It's gone.
We've kicked buffets to the curb.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's so sad.
Yeah, it's really...
We're going to have to think really long and hard if we're going to go back.
I know. And people's are, like, their shirts are in the buffets.
Shirts are in the buffet.
Snotty kids are in the buffets.
Hairs are falling.
Yeah. Just so gross, right? And how offensive is that on a normal, like, if that... How offensive is that, right? Let alone, right? You signed up for this. Because that's really... The buffet should print a list of rules saying, remember, you signed up for all this nastiness.
I'm just saying... Think twice.
Think twice, people.
Think twice, people.
Yeah, sorry to break the news. More bad news. More bad news.
How the hell we... Oh, my God. This was your idea.
I know. I'm like, buffets, let's do buffets, because we love buffets. I, like, love a buffet.
Yeah, and now we're not.
No.
And now we've talked ourselves out of it.
Now we're anti-buffet. We're anti-buffet. Yeah. Like, what did we say? We need a buffet break. Right? And by no means, we don't go and, like, eat our weight in food.
No, we don't.
We don't, like, abuse the rules.
No.
We don't, like, I don't take the one spoon and then take the next thing with the same spoon.
No.
We play by the rules.
We do.
But all that this has taught us is that most don't.
Most don't.
No.
No.
So nasty.
Oh.
So nasty.
It's a little sad.
It's a little bit
sad. It's a sad day.
It was a sad day. Right? A little bit of humor in it, but kind of sad. Right? You know? I know.
All right.
All right.
Lisa?
Samantha?
Shall we ask them?
Yes, we shall.
Okay.
Ask away.
Guys?
Friends?
If you love us, and we hope you do.
Yes.
Because we love you.
Yes.
Get people to join.
Get people to join the Facebook page.
Share us with your people.
Yeah. Follow us.
Yes. We have so many social media things going on.
Yeah.
On any given day. We love talking. Yeah. We love talking to you guys. We love it when you post in our group.
Yeah. We'll always respond.
Yes. And we have so much fun. We want more people to have as much fun as we do with you guys. So.
Yes.
Share.
Love talk us. About us.
Yeah.
Download us.
Yes.
Listen.
All the things.
Catch the Facebook Live.
Yes.
Right?
Lisa.
Samantha.
Do you have an eye shake my head?
Have an eye shake my head. It happened today, actually.
Uh-oh.
So I went to the washroom where I work.
Uh-huh.
Okay? And it's a public washroom.
Uh-huh.
So when you walk in, there's the area for the breastfeeding area.
Oh, dear.
And then you kind of walk past through that, and then you're in the washroom area.
Yes.
So this number one. No issues with breastfeeding. I get that, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
I'm not a breastfeeder. Never had a baby. I got breasts, but I never had a baby that needed to be fed. But can we not find a better place for them than in a bathroom?
I know.
And then chances are that it's the mom and the baby mm-hmm. breastfeeding.
Yeah.
Fine. But she's with two other people. So they're sitting in the chairs up there, too.
Uh-huh.
Keeping her company.
Yes.
Okay? So it's like a little gathering area.
Yes.
I walk in to go pee. So I got to walk past them. Right? So a little bit awkward already.
Uh-huh.
Got to walk past them. I go to the bathroom. And as soon as I lock the bathroom stall, you could hear a pin drop. And I'm like, they were just chit-chatting. And now, apparently, they've decided to listen to me pee. They want to hear my tinkle. Right? They want to hear my tinkle, Samantha.
Oh, my God.
And guess what? I got performance anxiety. I couldn't pee because they're listening to me pee. But when people are listening to you pee, you can't get out without peeing.
No, you have to pee.
You got to pee because that looks weird.
Yeah.
And you're kind of being judged.
Yeah, you had a little pee anxiety.
Yeah, I had some pee anxiety, but I did pee. I made my pee. I peed. And as soon as I flushed the toilet, they started talking. And it was just so awkward.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, so what is the issue? Is the issue that are these people odd because nothing to do with breastfeeding? Are they just odd? And when somebody comes into the bathroom, they just shut up? Like, you know, like when somebody walks into a room and you stop talking?
Well, because maybe they were talking about something they didn't want the world to know about.
I don't know. But maybe people don't want to hear you pee.
I don't know.
It was weird. It was a my shake.
So weird.
I just thought it's awkward for us peers.
It's a little weird.
Yeah. And I just think, like, let's give the breastfeeding moms a better area than in a stinky, old, disgusting bathroom.
True.
Right?
True.
Imagine, maybe that should be a topic. Public bathrooms. Ugh. I think I just threw up a little bit there. What about you? You got a nice shake my head?
I do.
What is it?
Well, it was the day that we went to the Chinese buffet this week.
I know where this is going.
And you did something and I'm just looking at you and I'm like...
I looked at me too.
Oh my God.
I looked at me too.
Why did you just do that? I laughed so hard.
It was so disgusting.
Okay, guys, this is what you... Shut up.
Okay.
Let me tell the story.
All right.
So we're sitting there, we're eating... And you've used plum sauce because you, of course, got everything deep fried because that's what you did.
And had egg roll.
So you apparently needed that little drop of plum sauce.
There was no side plate, so I just put the empty package on the table.
On the table. So what did you do?
It dribbled.
You took your finger, you scooped up the plum sauce, and stuck that finger in your mouth.
But then as soon as I did that, what did I say to you? I was like, did I just do that?
And I was just like, I'm watching you do it. I'm not even stopping you from doing this because I'm like, interesting. And I was like,
I shocked myself.
So, you know, you just took that plum sauce off a table that got wiped with a dirty rag for the 100 millionth time, right?
Yep.
So that the dirty rag that lady's using over there wiped our table.
You pretty much licked that rag. You pretty much sucked on that rag.
She pretty much just took her tongue and went, nom. Lick that puppy.
It was like the unclassy side of me came out right there. Hey?
It was a little bit.
But I caught it. I knew it. But it was too late. I'd already licked it. I'm like, damn.
And I'm like,
should have known.
You know, you do lick things. all the time.
I'm a licker.
You're weird that way.
I'm a licker.
But the fact that you did that on a buffet table that a million other people have sat at and has been washed by that same, again, I must have mentioned, the dirty rag.
It didn't even cross my mind until it was done. And as soon as I put my finger in my mouth, I was like, oh, shit.
And I'm just like, holy crap.
And I said to you, did you see that? And you're like, mm-hmm.
So I shake my head at the fact that you did not think about that finger and the dirty and the plunk.
I didn't make a connection.
It was gross.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Super gross.
Sorry.
Just saying.
Every now and then I pull out the gross card.
Every now and again I just shake my head at you. Shaking it. All right.
All right.
Topic for next week. Sam's choice.
Sam's choice.
Armchair athlete. Why? And what is the point?
And you know where this stems from, friends of the podcast? Because it's sports season.
Oh, my God.
Right?
Lisa's like, and my girls are curling. There's nothing connecting you.
Yes.
There's nothing connecting you.
I'm like, 8-4. We're winning.
So we're going to talk about it.
We're going to talk about it.
We're going to talk about
Samantha,
it.
I'm so prepared for armchair sports. I've already got my screensaver changed to the Blue Jays.
Yes, I know.
Right? I'm prepared.
Okay.
But yes, we're going to talk.
Okay, let's.
Okay.
We're going to give it away.
All right.
We're going to talk about Patreon.
Okay.
Lisa?
Samantha, talk away.
We need support.
We need some support.
We need support.
We got things. We got big plans.
Yeah.
We got lofty goals.
We'd like to continue our work in creating in a moment of joy.
Yes.
And that moment of joy, we could help. We could use some help.
Yeah, we could use a little bit of help.
So if you go to Patreon and you go to www.patreon.com.
How do you spell Patreon? Because it's kind of tricky.
P-A-T-R-E-O-N.
Yes.
/join/ I shake my head.
And we'll put a link on our show notes.
We will. You can join for as little as $1 or $2 a month.
$1 or $2 a month.
And you could get early access. There's a level where you can get early access.
So you get
the
show a day early.
A day early.
You get shout outs. You can get a mug. You can get a magnet.
All of that.
Lots of different things. Mm-hmm. But I think the thing is that, you know what? If we bring joy to you, mm-hmm. right? We want to keep doing that.
Yes.
So you know what? We're just asking for a little bit of support.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
You know, there's some podcasts out there that we support,
mm-hmm.
and we're part of their Patreon,
yes.
because they bring us joy.
They bring us
right?
joy.
Right? And they enhance my week,
mm-hmm.
so we pay into that, and well worth it.
Yes.
Right.
All right. And Audio Editing Solutions, we want to do a great big shout out to John for
Thanks,
helping
John.
Us make us sound so good.
Considering we're in a car.
We're in a car.
Right?
He's always so proud of how he makes us sound.
Two crazy Canucks in a car.
That's true.
Yeah.
You can find us on, guys, any podcast app that you use.
We're on everything.
You literally. Google us. You'll be able to find us. So download us. That
yes.
counts. Downloading counts.
Hit the download.
Mm-hmm. Subscribe.
Yeah. Subscribe.
Social media platforms. We're on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
And we're like so on them.
We are on them every day.
Every day.
Yes.
Every day we are. And you know what? That's what we're saying, right? Is that if we put something on Instagram, we're just posting fun stuff.
Yeah.
I just posted a picture I drew in pen, right? And said, who says I'm not crafty, right? So, you know what? We just have fun.
Exactly.
And we just want to bring our fun to everybody,
mm-hmm.
right?
So that's our show for the week.
All right.
Lisa, you got anything else?
I don't think so, Samantha.
Woo.
I think I have a shake to finish.
No.
Maybe not now.
No,
after an
probably
hour.
Not now.
Maybe not now. All right. Friends of the podcast, have a great week.
Yes.
Samantha,
mm-hmm.
always a pleasure.
It should be.
Mm.
This was a podcast from the Podfix Network. Check out more shows like it at podfixnetwork.com.